اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا محمد و آلہ الطاہرین. And we said that this is an aspiration of Ahlul Jannah which could be fulfilled every now and then in Jannah. They receive a salam from their Lord who is very merciful. And as we discussed through the verses, it transpired that Ahlul Jannah have two types of wish. One is a wish which is fulfilled naturally for them as soon as they want it and they wish it. لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ. They have all types of fruits of the life in Jannah. And they have an aspiration. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. الدَّعَاء means aspiration. Aspiration for which they aspire, they have that ambition to be fulfilled. And it will be fulfilled for them. It is a salam from the Lord. Now, what is this salam? What does it do? The concept of salam is mentioned very frequently in the Quran and from very many different aspects. Now, this salam which comes from a merciful Lord, which is a saying, a qawl from a merciful Lord, we might imagine it as when we greet each other. We say Salamun Alaikum, isn't it? This is the greeting of Muslims. Of course, it probably has not been the greeting of Muslims in a monopolistic way. Other religions had the same thing probably, because this peace which we offer to each other has been mentioned in other religions, in our previous religions of God as well. However, this has been a typical greeting among Muslims. An interesting thing is that although we don't know what are the effects of this, we just casually greet each other with salam. But in the Quran it says, we are told, that this greeting has lots of blessings in it, which is unknown to us. Now, in Surah Nur, of course, we are told that you have to greet each other with this type of greeting. وَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. When you enter any house, you have to greet yourselves with salam. You have to greet yourselves with salam. Of course, the Quran, when it talks about the society, it says anfusakum, yourselves, because it has the concept of that you mu'minun are all as one part. So, for example, when in another surah it says wala taqtulu anfusakum, do not kill yourself, it does not allude to suicide. It alludes to the fact that you should not kill one another, because you're all one. Wala taqtulu anfusakum. Now here when it says فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسَكُمْ, offer salam to each other, to yourself means offer salam to each other. When you enter any house, you have to say Salamun Alaikum. Okay, this might be a very casual greeting as we take it. It is very casual. It's just like when British people meet each other, they say hi. Okay, for us it's the same thing. It has no meaning. But Allah says that He has put a type of blessing in this, which is unnoticed by us. فَسَلَّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Now, usually Allah does not teach us how to greet each other or how to talk to each other. This is among us human beings to resolve it among each other. How, for example, apologize from each other, how to give thanks to each other. But this one specifically, Allah said, I tell you when you greet each other what you should say, and that is Salamun Alaikum. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is a greeting set for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there is something in this. مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. This is full of blessing, and it will purify somehow your society. Of course, if you take it seriously. But the blessing still is there. So this very casual type of greeting which we offer to each other, saying salam or salamun alaykum. Allah says there is a blessing in this. Of course, if we really take it seriously, we know that what is the blessing, especially in old days when people lived in a tribal way, if they offered salam, which is peace and security, to each other, it meant a lot. It meant that we are not going to harm you, we are not going to do anything wrong with you. So that was something very meaningful. But still in this casual way that we are using it, this salam, salamun alaykum, is full of blessing, Allah says. So, in Jannah, we are told again that you have the same greeting, but with a more realistic effect. What this effect is, we have to explore now. But we don't have this greeting just from one of us to another. We have the greeting, of course, from one of us to another, from the angels to us, and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And it is interesting, the Jannah as a whole is called Darus Salam, the place of Salam. And this Salam means peace and security. But you encounter this Salam, which you offer each other in this world, of course, very casually and probably hypocritically. In the other world, you encounter this Salam very realistically. You are completely, you feel completely secure from all directions. There is no fear whatsoever, because whatever you hear from any creature after you die, of course, if you are a mu'min, inshallah, whatever you hear is salam, is peace, security. Now, okay, the paradise is Darus Salam. There's a very, very interesting example given in Surah Hud. In that surah, Allah says, the parable of this world is like the rain that falls and the crops grow and then they go dry and the wind comes and takes them here and there. There is no security whatsoever in this world. This we feel, of course. As people who have experience in this world, we know that there is no security. Today you feel secure, tomorrow there is an illness, God forbid, and the security is gone. Today you feel secure, tomorrow there is a war, the security is gone. Okay? This is the example of this world. As the crops grow and then they are destroyed in the next season. After giving this example, let me read the verses from Surah Hud, so that we don't miss the subtle meanings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought in it. It is Surah Hud, verses number 24 and 25. Sorry, it's Surah Yunus. Surah Yunus, verses number 24 and 25. Yeah. إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. The likeness of this world's life is only as water which we send down from the cloud. Then the herbage of the earth, of which men and cattle eat, grows luxuriantly thereby, until when the earth puts on its golden raiment and it becomes garnished, and its people think that they have power over it. They think that everything is okay, everything is fine, beautiful. Then suddenly our command comes to it by night or by day. Well, this is even before the season of destruction comes, even something happens, some sort of blaze or something. So we render it as reaped seed produce, as though it had not been in existence yesterday. Thus do we make clear the communications for the people who reflect. This is this world. Now, what is the other world? And Allah invites to the abode of peace and security. Wallahu yad'u ila dar as-salam. That world is the world of peace and security. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Now, As soon as a mu'min enters the other world, that security is felt very deeply. This world, no one can feel security. Even if we feel secure, it's an illusion. We think that we are secure. There's no security in this world. When, as soon as we go to that world, we not only it is the world of security, it is pronounced for us. It is said once after the other that this is the world of security. This is peace. This is something which is not going to go away. And that salam which comes from the Lord in paradise is the paramount, is the peak of all these assurements that we receive, which of course has something real in it. Now, as soon as we die, in Surah Nahl, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ, those whose soul is being taken by the angels, while they are pure, they are tayyib. يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, the instant greeting of the angels is that peace and security be on you. There is an assurance. We have in lots of ahadith as well. As soon as the mu'min soul is taken, he is faced with assurance and security. The first thing he is told when Malakul Maut comes, the first thing he is told, because it's a very scaring situation when we face Malakul Maut, when we face Israel, it's very scary. The first thing Malakul Maut said is, Salamun alayk, peace be on you. You are secure. Don't worry. I have come to take your life, but don't worry. You are from the people of Jannah. The first assurance is given. You are going to go to paradise. You are going to see difficult things, but don't worry. You are secure. So the first thing we are told by the angels, inshallah, if we are tayyib when we die, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, they say peace and security is on you. أُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, enter the paradise. Now, this, of course, there is a disagreement about this ending sentence, whether this is a Jannah in Barzakh or whether this is a good tiding for the Jannah in Akhirah. Some people say this is the Tayyibin, those who go very few, they have a Jannah in Barzakh as well. So, as soon as their souls are taken, they are put in a Jannah in Paradise, in Barzakh. But it might be a good tiding for that you will enter Jannah, of course, but now you should feel secure and peaceful. So this comes. But this, when the angels say salam to someone, the angels, you know, in this world there is a barrier between us and the angels. Our worlds never mix. And if it mixes sometimes, it would be very difficult. You know, prophets at the beginning, especially at the beginning of their mission, they experienced lots of difficulty and pain when they entered the world of angels. Well, it happened in two ways. Either they entered the world of the angel, or the angels entered this world of us. For them, not for everyone, of course. You have heard that angel Jibreel came to Prophet in the shape of an Arab person. This happened usually. Prophet would see him and others wouldn't see him. And of course, some very special people might have seen him as well, if the Prophet wished to make that world visible for other people. Now, when Prophet wanted to enter the world of the angels, it was very difficult. Prophet entered the world of the angels only twice in his lifetime, seeing Jibreel in his original form. And it was when he experienced lots of hardship. Because this world is not a world which we can enter that realm of angels. Usually what happened, Jibreel came to the realm of human beings as in form of human being. And Prophet said, this is the easiest way I receive revelation. When Jibreel comes to me in shape of a man, that's the easiest way. He just tells me things and I receive it. But if he wanted to go to the realm of angels, and more difficult was when he wanted to go to the realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Alamul Malakut. And that was when he sweated very hardly, he fainted when he received revelation, without the mediation of Angel Jibreel without him being in between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was very difficult. Now, as soon as we die, we enter a new realm. And as soon as we die, we enter the realm of the angels. And that is totally a different realm for human beings. And we would experience a different type of life, of course. And this salam coming from the angels, this peace, coming security, reassurance, it has their blessings as well. Because it is not a casual type of greeting which they say to us as we say to each other in this world. It would bring with it their blessings as well. It's like if, for example, I tell you, don't worry, I will be with you, helping you all the way through. You are secure. You are secure by my assurance. I assure you, and if anything happens, I am responsible for it. So when the angels say Salamun Alaikum, it would bring blessings as well. Now, there are other blessings, because we are going to have real hard time when we evolve after our death. When we evolve after our death, in that 50,000 years, we are going to go through very difficult phases in which we all through we need reassurances. Even sometimes when angels give us reassurance, we are not reassured, because we think, okay, they might say something, but we might come across some very difficult situation which they cannot do anything as well for us. So the reassurances come one after the other by different people or creatures who are at different stations or states. Now, you have heard about A'raf, of course. In A'raf is when actually the believers and non-believers are completely separate. When we go to the other world, of course, we are not separated still. We are with each other. Of course, then we are called towards different banners. And we move towards our destination according to our actions. But still we see each other. That's why, for example, we see our parents, and if they are good, we are bad, they would run away from us. Or vice versa. We see each other, whether we are good or bad. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ On the day of judgment, people would... Allah makes it that they see each other. And it is on that occasion that يَوَدُّ الْمَرْءُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ And when someone sees, for example, his children, and he is in a great tribulation and torment, he would like to say, okay, take my children as ransom for me. Usually in this world it goes the other way. We can offer ourselves as a ransom for our children. But the tribulation is so hard in the other world that a person would like to give his children as a ransom to free himself. So, we see each other until we reach the very final phase. And that is when a great hijab comes between Ahlul Jannah and Ahlul Jahannam. Okay, the people of Paradise and the people of Jannah. And upon people of Jahannam, upon that hijab or that wall or that veil, there would be some people. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ At that very end, when the people are on the threshold of Jannah, they have not entered it. لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ Of course, they say, okay, when Allah is giving leave to enter Jannah, they are waiting there. We don't know. Maybe for hundreds of years. We don't know what is the time scale in the other world. But when they are waiting there, and that hijab comes, and the people are separated from each other, upon those hijabs, upon those at the top of, because A'raf means the railing of the curtain is also an A'raf. So, top of the hijab is A'raf. And some people are sitting at the top, they could see both sides. At that stage, the people of Paradise and people of Jahannam cannot see each other anymore. But upon that A'raf are some people. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ They know every man, every person, with the sign that they have, whether they are kafir, mu'min, what is their degree in Jahannam, what is their degree in Paradise, they know everyone. And they look to the people of Jannah. They are waiting there, hoping to go to Jannah, but still there is some sort of worry in them. So, when they look at people of Jannah, يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Don't worry. You are secure. You will enter Jannah. لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ. They have not entered Paradise, but they hope. They hope to go inside. But the worry is so great that maybe because our actions have been so bad that at this very ending stage, Allah would take us from here and put us in the other side of the curtain, in the other side of the veil. So they need some security. When those people look at them, they just say, Salamun alaykum, lam yadkhuluha wa hum yatma'un. And then, of course, they would have a conversation with the people on the other side of the veil. أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. Are these the people you said no mercy of God would ever encompass them? Then they would give them the leave. أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ. So before that leave is given, still the security is there. Now, okay, this is of course understandable. They need those reassurances. But we are told that when the people go to the gates of paradise, still they receive salam. Now, the quality of salam changes here. It's not anymore to reassure the worries. It is to increase the blessings. Now, because everything in Jannah is full of blessings. Now, the blessings is increased more and more as soon as they encounter the angels, which are the inhabitants of Jannah and are the managers of paradise. Now, in Surah Zumar, we are told that when the people of paradise, the people of Jannah are driven towards, the people of Jahannam are driven towards Jahannam, they are told something. When the people of paradise are driven towards Jannah, hatta idha ja'uha, until when they come to the very gate of, this is after that A'raf, after the leave is given to them, hatta idha ja'uha wa futihat abwaba, and the gates will open for them. They opened the gates of paradise for them. It seems they were waiting there, the gates were closed. There was no one was permitted to go in. Until they come and the gates open. And they don't know what they are going to encounter when they enter paradise. Suppose you want to go to a very, very luxurious palace and there are guards and other things in that, but you don't know how you are going to be received there. And you have this sort of concern and consternation inside you yourself that, well, we have heard about paradise very much in this world and we will hear about it very much in that world as well before we enter. But now we are at the very gates and we don't know, okay, what wonders are inside this paradise. As soon as the gates open, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. Now the guards of paradise, as soon as they enter, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ تَبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Peace and security be on you. You are purified completely now. Okay? This is, of course, very reassuring. You are now completely purified. Of course, as long as we are not completely purified, we are not permitted to enter Jannah. Now, as soon as the doors open, They give us the good tidings that you are now completely purified. Enter the paradise. Salamun alaykum. Tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. Okay, now the only thing that they can say is waqalu alhamdulillah. And they say praise to Allah, thanks to Allah. Alladhi waqalu alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'adahu. That he fulfilled the promise. Of course, he will fulfill all the promises, but we were not very reassured about this. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْجَنَّةِ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. Now, as soon as they enter, okay, suppose you enter a hotel, okay, a very, very miniature type of example. You enter a hotel, And there are lots of good suites, good rooms, double rooms, triple rooms, luxurious rooms, and you don't know where you are going to be situated, where you are going to be placed. And you say, well, can I have that room or can I have this room? But they are told, go wherever, go and dwell wherever you want, wherever you wish. They say, Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'dahu wa awrathana al-jannah natabawwa'u minha haythu nasha'. Wherever we like, we can go and dwell. Wherever we wish, we can go and make our place of dwelling. So this is, again, now, this is not the only thing that they receive from the angels who are in Jannah, in paradise. We are told that every day, whenever they open every gate, every window of their palace in Jannah, wherever they want to go out or go in, they would encounter angels giving them again this salam, which has the blessings with itself. This is in Surah Ra'at, verse number 24. جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن دخل ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم. They are promised to enter the gardens of Eden, and whoever from their parents, from their spouses, from their children who have been qualified for it, they will go with them. والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب. From every gate, from every door, from every window, the angels would come in and say them salam. And those angels are not of one type, of course. You see, in this world, suppose when you open your window in the morning, a very, very beautiful bird comes and sits in front of you. How pleasurable this would be. And suppose in that world, when you open a gate, a door, a window, you will see a very, very beautiful angel sitting there saying salam to you. And they come in, they make friendship with you. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. And what they say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. You were very patient in the other world. They come and somehow praise us. Apart from giving that salam, they praise. And this is very good. I mean, if you praise me, I will enjoy it. Now, if we go to the other world and any angel that we encounter, they praise us. That is much more than the ni'mas that we receive in terms of fruits and other things. That would be a very, very pleasurable type of life, isn't it? So, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ وَنِعْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. And of course, when we encounter each other again, we give our blessings to each other. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما. They never talk a vain word with each other. إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. Of course, they only talk in good word and of course salam. But all these are not comparable to one salam, which the people of paradise aspire for. And that is the salam coming from the Lord. Now, you suppose you have all these salams from angels, from each other, from different creatures, but it is not commensurate in any sense with the salam which comes from the Lord. And that is what you aspire for. Suppose, just as an example, you live in a community and you do something and everyone praises you. But those praises are nothing compared to the leader of the community. If you receive praise from the leader of the community, that would be very great for you. And you are waiting for that. And when you get it, of course, you feel joy and pleasure in yourself. These salams we receive in Jannah, of course, are very good. But they are not comparable to the salam that comes from the Lord Himself. And that is the aspiration of the people of paradise. I hope, inshallah, that we live in a peaceful way, from all aspects. Peaceful in our behavior, peaceful in our heart, peaceful in our soul. That when we go to the other world, inshallah, we receive peace as it is mentioned in Surah Furqan, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Because they were patient, endurance. They will be rewarded the higher apartments of the Jannah, so to speak. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they will meet their greetings and of course salam, which is the highest greeting in Jannah. Okay, since I have to leave just before 9 today, inshallah, because we have Ziyarah Ashurat Hosa, so if we can confine our time to 5 to 9, inshallah. Thank you. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa
alihi. Okay, brothers, sisters, as you heard, Sheikh, yeah, Muhammad, can you start it?
Sheikh, if I can start very quickly, because I've got two questions, I don't know if you'll be answered, able to answer them. But, there is an ayah in Surah Yusuf, Tajri min tahti al-anhari khalidina fiha, wa ridwanullahi al-akbar. Does that ridwan of Allah apply to Akhirah or only in this life?
No, that is, in this verse, that is alluding to Akhirah, actually. That's, all these things are nothing as compared to the feeling that you have in your heart that Allah is pleased. That is much, much more pleasurable than all those things that you use.
Can you take the mic? Have you got the mic? Can you switch it on?
You said that when Malakul Maut takes the group from Mumin, is greeted, Salaam, creation. How will a kafir or non-mu'min will be greeted when they are at the time of their death?
No, there's no greeting there. it's only punishments. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسَهُمْ. They just, when the wrongdoer's soul is taken, the angels actually question them and they rebuke them. ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا في ما كنتم. They say, why didn't you abide yourself by, for example, this is of course about a specific type of people, by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. If they give a pretext, for example, we were weak, we can't do anything, we were not allowed to do our prayers or something, then they would answer them. قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة. When the earth so big you could migrate, why did you stay in the place that you could not perform what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told you? And in other verses, for example, we have الَّذِينَ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ. If you see, it means that this is a very painful occasion, if you see how the angels would take the soul of a kafir, يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. They will beat them from their before and from their behind. And they will tell them, you have to taste the punishment of Allah soon. So, instead of reassurance, they worry them. They give them fear rather than salah. Yeah.
Can you go to the sisters? No? Brothers? Yeah, Mukhtar. Yeah.
Sheikh, like you said, there's a recommendation on the salam to fellow Muslimin brethren from Allah. Is there a similar recommendation when greeting the Ahlul Kitab or non-Kafir Harbi as well?
Well, no, there is no recommendation as that. Even we have the hadith that is makruh to say to initiate a salam to a kafir. But we have one general rule, and that is وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. When you speak to people, speak politely, decently. So this is a general rule that we have to apply. But this salam specifically is something, a greeting among the mu'min.
Sisters? Brothers? So first, we miss your question. Riyadh? Sheikh, in your discussion of the entering each other's realm, you said that when Prophet used to enter the realm of angels, he used to feel he used to have too much difficulties. And then you said that when he received a revelation directly from Allah, without the medium of the angels, he used to faint. The first revelation so that he received, was it through the angel or it was direct? Because there is some kind of a controversy whether the Prophet actually fainted when he received the first revelation or it was just normal. Can you explain on that?
Yes, the first revelation probably was when he saw Angel Jibreel in his true form. So it was a transcendence from the Prophet, peace be upon him, to the realm of the angels. And it was certainly so difficult for him. But it was not that difficult as he sometimes received revelation from the without the mediation of the angels. In fact, the very idea of mediation of angels is because not all prophets have that capacity to directly go to the realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive revelation. That's why the angels come in between. And usually the angels come in human realm rather than prophets going to realm of the angels. Like for example, the angels who went to Prophet Ibrahim, Jibreel and others, they went in form of human beings, for example. But the Quran says, well, in Surah Najm, if we take it to have this meaning, the Quran says that Prophet only saw Jibreel twice in its original form. And first when, of course, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا فَكَانَ غَابَ قَوْسَيْنَا وَأَدْنَا فَأَوْهَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَا أَوْهَا. The other is, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَىٰ. He saw him once more, عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَحَىٰ. When he went to Mi'raj, عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَحَىٰ, he saw the Angel Jibreel in his original form. Otherwise, Angel Jibreel was somehow descended to lower degrees of that high world of the angels. Of course, angels themselves have different realms. This issue of seven heavens in the Quran, it of course alludes to seven realms of physical universes. But as Allama Tabatabai says, when it refers to angels, angels have seven realms themselves, which are called seven heavens. And an angel which lives in the seventh sky, so to speak, has its own realm, in a way that the angels of sixth sky, now this is my word, this is not Allah Ta'ala's word, in a way that the angels of sixth sky probably have no way to enter that realm. That's a very, very supreme realm. And the type of commands the angels receive still is through the angels coming from the seventh sky to the sixth sky, giving the orders, angels coming from the sixth sky to the fifth sky, giving the orders, and this is the meaning as it is taken by some exegetes, يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرَ بَيْنَهُنَّ. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرَ بَيْنَهُنَّ. Allah sends down His command one by one through these heavens. All these denote that the realm of Allah is very far away from our realm. And when, inshallah, we go to meet him, we have to pass through all these realms. And that is why that evolution is going to be very hard, very difficult. And, of course, very promoting.
Thanks. We still have about 10 minutes as allocated by Sheikh, so please utilize that. Ali Raza, or is that Riyadh holding the...
You said that... sometimes the Prophet received revelation directly from Allah. How many times? Was it many times or just a few? And
not very frequently. No, not very frequently. Because that gave the Prophet lots of difficulty in his physics, in his body. And I don't know how frequent it was. We have just heard that it was not very frequent. It was
in any particular surah?
We have it in hadith, not in any surah. We don't know. We don't know.
Sisters? Ali Raza?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In, I think, one of your lectures, you mentioned that, you know, the amount of peace we keep in us, in our hearts, in this dunya, is reflected upon the amount of peace we feel in akhirah as well. Is it related to keeping, you know, that contented heart? In Quran, is referred to qalbun salim. And is this, does this reflect upon how much salam we get in akhirah as well? About how contented we keep our heart and how peaceful we keep it in this dunya. Is there any connection?
Certainly there is connection, but how this connection is, I mean, what is the ratio of what we receive there as compared with what we do here? We don't know, but what we have, the certain verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when we enter Jannah and we are pleased and enjoy, rejoiced by what Allah gives us, we are told that إِنَّ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This is what you were doing in the other. So certainly, whatever we do in this world, whatever we receive in this, in that world, is a reflection of whatever we do in this world. But how is the ratio? How great that would be compared to this we don't?
Yeah, I'm just a bit, you know, when Allah puts people through tests and tribulations and they have to bear patiently. So either they could do one of two, either they could bear patiently and keep firm faith in Allah throughout the whole tribulation, or they could waver inside but still endure. So it seems like the first one is probably the one that Allah wants us to keep firm faith in Him, and the second one is probably for those who maybe their faith is weak. So does this receiving the salam in akhirah reflect upon which type of patience we should endure in this life? Be it the first one where we particularly, you know, try and attempt really hard to keep that firm faith and reliance upon Allah, or we just endure, you know, whereas in our hearts there may be some sort of wavering.
Well, certainly there is a difference between these two types in the other world. But at the end, all of them would enter the paradise. And the type of ni'mah they receive there is different because of what they have done. Now, we have two, I can mention two things in response to your question. One is a set of verses from the Quran in Surah Waqi'ah, and the other we have a hadith from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. The verses say, okay, when you die, you are either from Muqarrabin at the end of Surah Waqi'ah, or min Ashab al-Yameen, or from the Ashab al-Shimal. Okay. He says, فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. If he's from Muqarrabin, they don't need to be given security. Okay. They know they are secure. They are higher than any angel coming and giving them security. It is them who should give the angels security, actually, rather than angels give them security. So, فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. Okay. They immediately enter that realm of رَوْحٌ and رَيْحَانٌ and جَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. If they are from أصحاب الْيَمِينِ, okay, then they need that security, and the angels would give them. فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ. Okay, as soon as they die, the salam comes. The security comes from the angels. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. Okay. Now, Amirul Mu'minin says, put aside the Muqarrabun, even those people who go from أصحاب الْيَمِينِ there, they receive security. Some mu'mineen, when they go there, because of their very poor faith, they even don't receive that security. That security is not given to them. And they don't know until the last moment that whether they are going to be forgiven or not. So, Amirul Mu'mineen says in a hadith that when a person dies, well, he was asked, what is death? He said, "Emma bisharatun bi na'im al-ahad." It is either a bishara, a good tidings, the everlasting na'im, as soon as a person dies. Wa emma bisharatun bi azabun muqim, or something like this. Or it is a bad tidings that you are going to be punished. Wa emma tahzeenun wa tahweelun wa amrun mubham. Or it is all the time going through worries, consternations, not knowing what is going to happen, sadnesses, and all these things, fears, and a type of vague situation that you don't know what is going to happen. This is for those people who have very poor faith, of course. So, Muqarrabun, they don't need to be given security by the angels. They just need that salah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's for them. Ashabul Yameen, they need to be given security, and they will be given security. The very poor faith people, they don't know what will happen. They are going to go through a hard, hard time, real hard time in those 50,000 years. Real hard time they are going to have, until at the end they are decided whether Allah will take them to Jannah or will take them to Jahannam. And of course the fourth group are...
Okay, sisters? Okay, then if Sheikh doesn't mind, we'll have last three questions, if you don't mind, from Sarfraz, Nizar and Sultanbai, if you don't mind, please. Okay, Sarfraz, would you like to start?
Yes, when we say Rabbi Samawati wa Rabbi Samawati Saba wa Rabbi Arzina Saba, is this Samawat the same Samawat you were describing? And what about the Arzina Saba, what is that?
Well, Arzina Saba is not mentioned in the Quran. It is mentioned in many ahadith. There is only one verse in the Quran that refers to seven earths. It's the last verse of Surah At-Talaq, which I mentioned. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Allah is the one who created the seven skies. Wa min al-ardhi mithlahum. And from the earth like them. Yatanazzalu al-amra baynahum. He sends down his command through these seven. What I understand, it's a very difficult thing. I am actually writing something on this. It's a very, very difficult concept to somehow distinguish between physical realm of the seven skies and the supernatural realm of the seven skies. I think that the only place which is referred to seven earths is this place. It's always seven skies, not seven earths. It's Ard, Sab'a Samawat and Ard. That's all. Now, this verse specifically, when it talks about God sending His command through these seven levels, probably seven earths also means seven levels of commands which come to the earth. Probably, I don't know. We have to investigate more. What we can say, reassured by what Allama Tabatabai have said, because whatever I say, I always refer to Al-Mizan to see whether Allama Tabatabai has said it or not. I really have reliance on him in Tafsir on the Quran. He mentions this, that seven skies, seven heavens refers to two things. When it comes to the angels dwelling in the skies, as we have in the Quran, it refers to a supernatural type of seven realms, which corresponds somehow corresponds to those seven skies, physical. And then the seven skies, of course, the physical thing which is usually mentioned in the Quran. If we distinguish between these two things, I think many problems would be solved, inshallah.
Okay, we'll give opportunity to the ladies last, as a last question. It's already nearly 2 minutes left. Yeah.
He said that the Muqarrabuns would give salam to the angels. Are the angels going to go through the judgment day and be judged as well by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yes, they are going to be through judgments. Not judgment as we go through it. Probably they are going to evolve and they are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we meet Him. The point of meeting is not feeling His presence or something like that. It's something much, much above all these things. As every creature is going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Well, Again, I mean that he has spread the creation, has taken back, taking it back to him. There is something in Nahjul Balagha, Amirul Mu'mineen, saying that there are some angels who are prostrating, not raising their heads throughout their lives. There are angels who are bowing, not raising up throughout their lives. And then he says, because they are fearful of the day that they are going to be taken to the Lord. So there is something for angels as well. But how this is going to be, we really don't know. That is a different realm. We cannot judge that realm at all. It's something that we are not given much knowledge of.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So.